Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Membeizim Abeiz. We're holding on Membeizim Abeiz, six lines on the top, Achas Besulais V'Achas Beulais. It says, ask the Gemara, Hainu Besulais V'Hainu Arusais, Hainu Beulais V'Hainu Nesurais. The Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, a woman always has to wait 3 months before she remarries a second husband. And the Lashon of the Tanakhama was that it doesn't matter whether or not we suspect that she's actually pregnant or not. Meaning, whether she's a Besula, whether she's a Beula, whether she's an Arusa, whether she's a Nesua. And the question is that a Besula is an Arusa. The only way she's still a Besula is because she didn't do Nesua. And a Be'ula is a Nesua. Meaning if she did Nesua, so then she's obviously now a Be'ula. So why does the Tanakhama feel the need to stress all these different adjectives? They seem to be redundant. So Amar Rav Yehuda HaChikamer, that the Tanakhama was coming to explain himself, that Achas Besula is Achas Be'ulas. It doesn't matter if this woman is divorced or widowed from, and she's still a Besula or she's still a Be'ula. Shenis Armula, Shenis Garshu, if she gets widowed or divorced, Beimena Eversen, Beimena Nesuan. Now the way you would have it that she's a Besula or a Be'ula is that if she got divorced or widowed from Erisin, so then she's a Besula. If she got divorced or widowed from Nesuin, so then she'd be a Be'ula. So the Mishnah was just coming to explain the ratio of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was explaining the first part. It's not coming to discuss a different case. That's the pshat in the wording of the Tanakhama. Now Lamaisa says the Gemara that Rabbi Lazar loy alu bei Midrasha. One day Rabbi Lazar didn't make it to the base Medrash. So Ashkechil Rabasi and Amarle, he asked Rabasi, my Amar Rabbanu bei Midrasha, what was said today in the base Medrash? So Amar Lei, so Rabasi said to him that Hachiyam Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan gave shir, and he said that the halacha is Rabbi Yaisi. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, not like the Tanakhama. The halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, that the chashash, that the gzeira is a very practical gzeira. It's only when there's such a chashash that she's pregnant. So then they have to be worried. But if not, then there's no need to wait 3 months. So says the Gemara, the fact that Rabbi Yechna was comfortable passing like Rabbi Yaisi against the Tanakhama, it must be Michlal the Yechida Palagale. It must be he understood that the Tanakhama is not the Chachamim, rather it's a Das Yachid. Which the Gemara says that then, yes, that's precise, and we'll even prove it. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, that this sheet of the Tanakhama who says that you always have to wait 3 months, she always has to wait 3 months, even when we do not have a chashash that she's pregnant, we find in the Braisa that Sadas Yachid. The Braisa says, Mamish this Shita. And the woman always has to wait 3 months. Even if we know she's not pregnant. For example, she was always by her father's house. So she was never together with her husband in a long time. She had gone to a fight with her husband and they've been separated for a while. The husband's in jail. He's old. Or sick. Or she's sick. Or she miscarried right after her husband died. Aisha Isa Akara, or she didn't have a rechem, she didn't have an ability to have children. Aisha Kena, or she was too old to have children. Aisha Katana, or Islandess. Aisha Neroida Leilade, or whatever reason is, she's not able to have a child. And so in all these cases, we know that she's not pregnant. Still, the halacha is, says the Braisa, that Tzrich Lahamtu Shaisha Chadashim Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's not the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Meir Shita, that even in such a case, she needs to wait 3 months. Whereas Rabbi Huda, or some of the guests, Rabbi Aisi, is matter, the Iris. Because since there's no chashash that she's pregnant, so the din of avchan is out the window. There's no need to wait 3 months. It's a practical thing. So you see that who's the shita that argues on Rabbi Yaisi? It's a das yachid. It's Rameir. It's not the chachamim, which is how Rabbi Yaichnam was able to pass and like Rabbi Yaisi. Now Amar Rav Kibar Abo, that Chazer by Rabbi Yechanan. Now you should know that in the end Rabbi Yechanan was Chazer, and he really understood that no, the Tanakhama is the Chachamim, and therefore, Yachav Rabbim, Malachik Rabbim, the Allah follows the Tanakhama. Now Amar Rav Yosef explained that he had Rabbi, if we're gonna believe this, that he was Chazer, I'll tell you that Mimas Nisan the Karma had Rabbi. The reason why he was Chazer is because he found it in the Braisa that was taught in Karim Biavna, that it's really a Das Ra, it's a Rabbim, and the Tanakhama is the Chachamim, who argue in Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanu learned in the Braisa that Amr Bishmo ben Aisha Riachim in Breiko, that Shemati mipi Chachamim b'Karim Biavna. I heard from the Chachamim in Karim Biavna that Kulan Tzricha Yisalab to Shoy Shechadashim, that no matter what, a woman always has to wait 3 months. You see, it's not just a Meir Shita, it's actually a Das Rabbim. Now Amrli Rav Yirmi l'Rav Zrika. Rav Yirmi said to Rav Zrika that ki ailus l'kamid Rabbi Avayu. I know you go to Rabbi Avayu all the time. The next time you go, ask him the following question. Rami Le, ask him that mi Amar Rabbi Yechanan halacha ki Rabbi Yaisi. Did Rabbi Yechanan ever really even have a tzad to say that the halacha should follow Rabbi Yaisi over the Tanakhama? Ma Amar Rabbi Yaisi halacha ki stam mishnah. The Tanakhama is written stam. It doesn't have a name attached to it, so it's a stam mishnah. And Rabbi Yechanan shita is that the halacha follows a stam mishnah. Utanan, and we learned in our mishnah that called it the the beginning of our Mishnah is that kol anashim lo yinasu lo yisarsu at yulam shleisha chadashim achas besulais v'achas bulais, that even if the lady is a besula, even if there's no chashash that she's pregnant, she always has to wait 3 months. So how can Rabbi Yochanan paskin against the Stam Mishnah? That's against his klalim. It's against his own klalim. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zrika went to Rabbi Avayu, he asked him this question, and Rabbi Avayu responded that the Ramo Lacha Leichash Lekimche, the one who asked him this question, he's not careful about his wheat, meaning he wasn't very careful about this question that he asked. It's not a good question. Because this is not called Stam Mishnah. I mean, well, it is, but it's a Stam V'acharkach Machlaikasi. It's a Stam Mishnah that then afterwards records Machlaikas about the very point that was said originally Stam. And the Halacha is that when you have a Stam V'acharkach Machlaikas, V'ein Halacha Kestam, the Halacha does not follow the Stam. When you have a machlekes and then you have a stam, so the fact that Rebbe put the stam second must be because he's coming to tell you that this is the psak halacha lemaisa. Whereas stam v'acharkach machlekes ain't halacha k'stam. Adarabba, Rebbe's telling you that the halacha is not like the stam. That's why he's putting the machlekes right after the stam. And mamela, there's no kash on Rabbi Yochanan how he could have originally had thought that the halacha would follow Rabbi Yosi against the stam mishnah because it's a stam v'acharkach machlekes, in which case ain't halacha k'stam.
Oh, you're right, son.